We are back. It's Eagles 360, and we're going to talk about some of the specifics from Thursday's game, some of the players who really stepped up in this game. And we've got to start, of course, at the quarterback position. Going into the game, wondering about Mark Sanchez. I don't think there's a whole lot of questions about Sanchez now. The way he performed in Dallas, efficient with the football, running the offense with great tempo, decisiveness. A lot of confidence coming from Mark Sanchez on Thursday, and he is the pilot of this ship right now for the Eagles offense. Now they've got this big test, of course, against Seattle, but I think on Thursday night, Sanchez answered a whole lot of questions that people had.
And the key for me there, zero turnovers. You see how well this offense moves the ball down the field when they're not giving it away. Yeah. And obviously, you talked about it. He was helped by the performance of this Eagles running game. LeSean McCoy running for over 150 yards. Over the last two games, you can really see Shady looking like his old self in this offensive line coming together and allowing LeSean to be one-on-one at the second level and beat defenders like he's so good at doing.
Yeah, and that's the big difference. Now, when you give him some room to get into that second level, now we see that he's still got the same moves, he's still got the same elusiveness, and he's still making defenders miss. And the last two games against Tennessee and against Dallas, McCoy has been outstanding. Speaking of outstanding, the Eagles' defensive line has been terrific all season. They may not get the headlines as a group of two gapping linemen allowing Connor Barwin and Trent Cole and Michael Kendricks to get to the quarterback, but Fletcher Cox and Benny Logan and Cedric Thornton doing a great job. Bo Allen in reserve, Vinnie Curry as a pass rush presence, Brandon Baer giving them the quality snaps as well. This defensive line really did its job on Thursday night against a Dallas run game. DeMarco Murray leading the NFL in rushing, just 73 yards on Thursday against the Eagles. Round one decisively goes to the Eagles defensive line, who had this mini bye weekend to rest up and get ready for the beast, Marshawn Lynch.
And then, of course, in terms of the pass rush, it all works in concert, as we know. Defensive line and the guys in the secondary. And the cornerbacks on this Eagles team have probably been the most maligned position throughout the season, but they did a great job against Dez Bryant. They're asked to do so much one-on-one on an island so often. Only gave up one long play to Dez Bryant. He was held under his season averages. Bradley Fletcher did a very good job contesting balls in the air, and they were sticking with Dez Bryant. Obviously, that's going to be another matchup to watch in two weeks.
And also Jason Witten, who's been an Eagle killer for 12 years here, one catch for 8 yards. And I went back and looked at game by game, and Jason Witten has put up some huge numbers against the Eagles.
He's got more receiving yards against the Eagles than any other team in his career.
Including 12 catches in last year's game, the season finale at AT&T Stadium. So the Eagles did the job on Witten. They're going to have to do it again this weekend